Sheldon, congrats on the 2 points quickly here. Some things you liked tonight and some things you got to clean up moving forward.
Well, I really liked our third period, the fact you were able to clean up our game. There, obviously, to that point, it wasn't very good. Well, we asked the guys for a little more purpose and structure in what we were doing. And once we did that, I thought it really played to our strengths of our team. And this is a unique team, different than the others that we've had, where I think we're going to have to really rely on structure to really wear on teams and use the size that we have. The skill, I think, you know, it's going to take some time for that to come out. But we have the ability to really wear on teams, I think, physically. But we need to do that with good structure. And once we did that in the third, I thought the game was pretty well taken care of.
Well, talking about the skill, Jeremy Bracco picked up right where he left off, 3 assists. What have you seen in his development over the summer?
Well, I mean, he just picked up where he left off, as you know, you're saying here, just the power play gets us going. And we scored in the first 5-10 seconds, whatever it was, and he just delivers a puck to the net, and of course, he's a good job. It's a different look for us on the net front from what we had last season there, but he just gets the puck there for us. But you know, when the door opens, you know, Brax is going to make a play and give us opportunities to win games. So that was really good and obviously very important for us to get going there. And Brax led the way for sure.
Same kind of story from Kaz in terms of picking up where he left off. How huge has that swing been for him in the last 8 months?
Yeah, it certainly has been a big swing for sure. I think in the first 2 rounds of the playoffs in particular, which, you know, when I spoke to him this week previous, you know, letting him know he was going to get the start in game one, it was, you know, let's keep going where we left off. And, you know, he reminded me that he wasn't all that thrilled with how he actually finished in the Charlotte series, but the first two series, obviously felt really good and was the backbone of our team, and he was again today. So, yeah, that's really good for sure. We want to continue to make sure that he and our team continue to get better, though. I think Kaz had an excellent first game down in Utica and it opened the season last year. So lots of reasons for us to continue to work and make sure that we don't look back.
Warren's talked this afternoon about how this is really the first year where you guys feel like you've really begun to like kind of three-tier system. Just having sort of that as the entry point with the Growlers and then using this more for NHL depth. How do you think that might benefit the organization?
Well, I think it's going to benefit the organization greatly. I mean, it's given us opportunity to get a lot more ice time for real young prospects that are kind of tweeners in terms of, you know, their ability to impact the AHL right now. But also, it's just, I mean, that's an extension of our organization there. You know, the coaching staff there is hired and employed by the Maple Leafs, and they've been a part right from day one of rookie tournament and even before that with development camp with us, and they know what the expectations are. We keep our eye on everything that's going on there as well. The player development staff will be tied in with what's going on. But it's also just a reflection of where the Leafs are at. You know, they need NHL depth. They need players to be ready come up for whatever situation so that they don't miss a beat. So I think it's the timing is right for all of that. And I think you look at our team, it's a much different look than what we've had in the past in terms of the age and NHL experience and the number of players we have with experience there. But as I say, it's reflective of, you know, where the Leafs are at.
What was the message to people like Mac and Justin Brazzo and Joey Duzak, who the organization is obviously high on?
Yeah, well, just as I was saying, it's just that, you know, there's a certain stigma to playing in the ECHL. It's probably the biggest hurdle for us to get over and for the players to get over and the representatives to get over. But it's on us to set them up for success down there and make it clear that they're important and they're not forgotten about. As I said, player development staff is going to be there a great deal. I'm going to be keeping an eye on what's happening as well and watching games and talking regularly with John Snowden and Lawrence Gilman and Mike Dixon are making regular trips out there. So, yeah, it's very much a part of what we're doing. And it's not just an ECHL team, but it really is a part of the program.
It seemed like you were using team loan questions really sparingly to start the game, kind of ease them in as things went. Was it a matter of easing them in, or were you just trying to lean on the big guys to set the tempo?
Yeah, it's just, you know, we thought with their team that we were playing today, they had two lines particularly we were more concerned about. But yeah, we are trying to, not so much Rubens, he's been here and he's comfortable and all that, but with Kivahalmi, he's going to take some time to figure out how we want to play. I think he's a great athlete, he skates really well and all of that, but it's just going to take some time to learn the pace of play, learn the structure, learn when to use his feet and skate and when to just hold his position, those kind of things. So yeah, it was just more of a feeling out process and getting a better feel for some of the players on the other side. They had some young guys coming in that, you know, we thought were going to be impactful players despite their inexperience. We wanted to feel that out before we, you know, determine exactly what we're going to do with matchups.
What did you say during your days at Leafs camp, where Timothy benefited at all?
Any time players get to hang around the NHL players and the NHL environment is helpful for sure. So I think that definitely would be a benefit. I think, Timothy's, in talking with him, I think, frankly, was excited to just get down here and get playing and get rolling. So I think that's part of it. But certainly just, not just him, but all of our players that get to be there through this camp, the way that it's operated right to the very end, I think there's a lot that can... That can be taken away from that, and then Timothy just getting a few extra days for sure will serve him well, and I'm sure motivates him to want to go back.
What did you say during the timeout in the second period?
I just first of all, we needed to break the momentum a little bit, but we just we weren't playing with much purpose at all, which wasn't allowing us to win any shifts or establish any sort of structure in the offensive zone. And we were just hoping to kind of regroup and get started. I didn't think we made any plays. Like, we either didn't make passes, or when we did, the guys receiving them didn't handle them clean, and we just needed a little bit of a break. I'm not sure that it helped our cause there in the second, but luckily the intermission really helped.
Are the players that you had on special teams tonight generally we're going to see this season, or is that still a work in progress? Do you think to be done?
Well, it's a work in progress because we have a lot of players that can serve both roles, power play and penalty kill. We're going to prioritize the prospects and making sure that they get time, while not disregarding the fact that we have a number of players here that we want to make sure that are continuing to progress and are learning the structure and learning what's expected and being prepared for a call up. So we're managing all of that, but we're going to try to balance it out as best we can. But, we've got Korshkov involved in both special teams today. Engvall continues to be. Brooks continues to be. Alinek is, first over the board for us in the penalty kill. Milligren first over in the power play and the penalty kill. So trying to prioritize those guys for sure. But we got a lot of guys with great both AHL and NHL experience that are sitting on the bench a lot of time and waiting their turn. So we're going to balance that, and that'll be my greatest challenge here in the next coming weeks.
Any update on Agostino after the hit?
He's being examined here now for a suspected head injury, but we're going to see just what the nature of that is and what the extent of it is. I talked to him thereafter, and he was in the room with the guy, so that's positive because it seems like he's feeling better. So I think it was more precautionary in how way they held him out. We have a good chunk of time here now before we play again, so we'll have to see how he is later next week.
You're more familiar now with Korshkov than you were when he arrived last year. You saw him in camp. What do you think he might be able to add this year?
Well, I think he can just learn the structure a lot more and really kind of play to a specific role, being a big, strong guy that's going to forecheck and be at the net and win the puck back, be a net front power play guy as well. Kind of see how he was used with the Leafs through exhibition there, and that's kind of the role that they'd like him to play and we'd like to groom him for. He also has some soft hands for a big guy that can move the puck to good people, so has an opportunity to play anywhere in the lineup because of that. The one thing he hasn't done much of at all is penalty kill, and we're trying to introduce him to that because I think he's got some great defensive instincts as well that he showed today, I think, despite not a lot of practice time at that position, and he showed well. So he's a guy that's going to be a priority here for us, and we're going to get him on the ice a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Sure. Hey,